Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome to our worship service this Wednesday evening, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. This evening, you see the red on the altar, the red stoles. We are celebrating the minor festival of St. Philip and St. James. We know that our faith is built on the foundation of the prophets and the apostles, that foundation held together by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, who laid down his life for wayward sheep like us, only to pick it back up again. During this season of Easter, we rejoice in God's gift of forgiveness, life, and salvation to us, and we remember and give thanks for all those who have gone before us, who have faithfully proclaimed and faithfully passed on that word to each and every one of us. A few words on our worship service for this evening. Our opening hymn, as you heard in the prelude, Jesus Lives, the Victory Won. Hymn 490, Jesus Lives, the Victory Won. Following that hymn, we'll follow the order of service, the service of prayer and preaching, page 260 and following. The readings and the propers for our worship service this evening can be located on our church website, goodshepherdlincoln.org. You can have that app open, or you can print off the propers. Either way is fine. That way you'll be able to follow along. And also, if you need a hymnal at home, give us a call. We'll run one to you, especially important during this time of suspended worship here at Good Shepherd. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing our opening hymn, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this season of Easter, this opportunity to bask in the glow of Christ's victory over sin, death, and the grave through his resurrection from the dead. Heavenly Father, as we are connected to Christ in the waters of holy baptism, Good Friday and Easter delivered to us, help us, Lord, to tune our hearts, our minds, and our ears to the voice of the Good Shepherd. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all those who have gone before us, who have been faithful and good shepherds. We ask that you would preserve your word in its truth and purity, and that it would go forth, especially during these difficult days, so that people would be comforted, their fears driven away, and that they would truly cling to the word and forgiveness earned by Jesus, your Son, our Lord. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Amen. Amen. Hymn 490, Jesus Lives, the Victory's Won.
Jesus lives, the victory won.
service of prayer and preaching, page 260. Page 260, we stand. This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We sing. Continue with the readings appointed for the day. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the festival of St. Philip and St. James is from Isaiah chapter 30. Therefore, the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore, He exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. For a people shall dwell in Zion, in Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. As soon as he hears it, he answers you. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the waters of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself anymore, but your eyes shall see your teacher. And your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, "This is the way, walk in it." When you turn to the right, or when you turn to the left. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing together the introit appointed for the day.
I will speak of your testimonies before kings, O Lord, and shall not be put to shame. I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. Let the heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness in the assembly of the Holy One. Blessed are the people who know the festal shout, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, exalt in your name all the day, and in your righteousness are exalted. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now,
forever.
Amen.
I will speak of your testimonies before kings, O Lord,
and shall not be put to shame.
The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 2. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual appointed for the day. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news, who publish peace and bring good news of salvation. Their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and that is enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, And greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the common responsory, page 263. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
We stand and confess the basic truths of the faith. We begin with God's holy law, the Ten Commandments. We speak them together. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
Honor your father and your mother.
You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. We confess the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead.
He ascended into heaven
and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
We pray as our Lord Jesus has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
and the power,
and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, did you hear what St. Paul wrote in those words of the epistle lesson? You are no longer strangers and aliens. You are fellow citizens. You are a holy temple in the Lord. You are being made the dwelling place of God and members of the household of God, being built up on the foundation of the apostles with the cornerstone of Christ. It is this reality that we focus on this evening as we celebrate St. Philip and St. James. But it seems kind of like an odd thing to celebrate today, doesn't it? A strange reality indeed. After all, we are isolated. And as a result of our isolation, we feel like we are strangers. And maybe we are. All the pews are empty, with one pastor sitting over here and the vicar sitting over there. We really are separated. Some of this, maybe it's nothing new. Maybe even when we gather together with groups of people, in this building maybe even, we still feel like an outsider. What's that person's name again? Who's that sitting in my pew and why are they there? Did you see what that person is wearing? Maybe we're not strangers with everyone here in this building, but we gather together in our own little peer group, our own little clique, and we gossip about the other people. We kept a distance from those people who sit on the left side of the sanctuary while we sit on the right. We gossip. We examine. We judge those around us. Even before all this nonsense started, we kept people at a distance so that we could examine them, judge them, talk about them, while keeping our own shortcomings and weaknesses and sin inside and away from them. And strangely enough, now, as we are stuck at home, separated from our cliques, separated from the strangers that we used to watch on the other side of the sanctuary, now it's more difficult for us to hide our own sin, isn't it? Because it's always there. It shows itself more clearly now, doesn't it? You know this because there have been times in the last few days and weeks where you've wished that you were a little bit more isolated from the people who are in your own home with you. You wish that they were strangers and aliens, at least living down the street, so that you didn't have to put up with them anymore. You're getting tired of being around family 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for 44 days so far, and counting. Your husband's socks on the floor really grind your gears now, don't they? Your wife's choice of easy listening music during the day makes your ears ring with rage. And the kids, teaching them, keeping them focused, burning off their energy in a positive way. Boy, that gets old, doesn't it? And then, just when you think you have a moment to yourself because you've barricaded yourself into the closet, the phone rings. And it's your mom wanting to chat at you like a cat lady for an hour because she's stir crazy also. All these things really get on your nerves. And so, even more so than before, our sinful nature wants to be strangers with the people we visit with. We wish we were strangers, far away from the people that we're stuck with. We wish we could go back to our lives, isolated and separated. Why do we feel this way? Why is this the reality for all of us? Well, the truth is this. People get on our nerves. We gossip about them. We speak about them. We point at them. We do all those things because we ourselves are sinners. And sinners are really bothered by other sinners. Sinful people get on each other's nerves. Sin violates the second table of God's law, where we're supposed to love our neighbors, the people around us, the same way that we love ourselves. And so the frustration we feel at all those people around us and at being separated from the people we could examine safe in isolation, all of this is a result of our own sin. We are sinners. Now, here's the real problem. Sinners don't just separate themselves from each other. Sinners also become separated from God. That's why Paul's words are so very important for us today. Hear it again. You are no longer strangers and aliens, but are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Paul says, your sin no longer separates you from God. Why? Because it's been forgiven. How? By the Lord Jesus Christ's work of salvation, carried out on the cross and the empty tomb. In those actions, your sin, which had made you a stranger from God and from all the saints on earth, died on the cross with Jesus. And when your sin died, you were no longer a stranger to God, but instead a fellow citizen, a member of his own household. Fellow citizens, that means not only are your sins forgiven, but all those strangers that you're putting up with day in and day out, all those strangers that you miss from your normal lives, they are forgiven also. Your family members, forgiven by Jesus. Your friends, forgiven by Jesus. The people you haven't seen in a while, forgiven by Jesus. The people you used to gossip about, forgiven by Jesus. The people who annoy you, forgiven by Jesus. Even the politicians who make you so angry at their seeming foolishness, forgiven by Jesus. All sinners, everywhere, each and every one, forgiven by the blood, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But there's more. Paul goes on. You are built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the entire structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. Now, finally, at this point in the sermon, we can hear about Philip and James and the other apostles, as well as all pastors of the church. Philip and James went out to preach God's word. They visited the sick, the weary, the angry, the socially distanced people of the world, and they preached a message of forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ. They boldly told of that message to all who would hear. And by that preaching and teaching, the church was built up, person by person, family by family. Not upon them or their works or their own selves, but instead built upon the cornerstone of Jesus, the author and perfecter of the faith. The church, a group of people who acknowledge their own sinful selfishness and the forgiveness of other people's sinful selfishness. It's a group of people called into existence by preaching God's word. Wherever God's word is preached and taught in its truth and purity, there the Holy Spirit is at work, calling, gathering, enlightening, and sanctifying the entire church on earth, keeping it with Jesus Christ our Lord. What does that mean? Keeping it with forgiveness. Keeping it with the one who is patient. Keeping it with the one who stopped you being a stranger from God, and instead a part of the household of God. Philip and James preached. Peter, John, Andrew, the rest preached. And up sprang the church. And even through this very day, the same thing accomplished by the Word of God through Philip and James is accomplished here and now for you as well, dear Christian. God's Word comes to you. It creates faith in you. It places you upon that which has gone before. All the people of all time who trusted in Christ. The church, the apostles, the cornerstone of Christ, you belong to it. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. Your sins are all forgiven. You know what that means? It means now you're free. Free. To be patient with those others you live with. Free to love the people who sit on the wrong side of the sanctuary the way that Jesus loved them and gave himself up for them. You're free to love your neighbor. Free to love the guy down the street. The person who irritates you at work. Your family. Your friends. Your mom. You're free to acknowledge all of them are forgiven by the same blood, the same death, and the same resurrection as you are. And when you do this, the Holy Spirit is working in you to care for those people, to bring others to faith, to keep them as parts of the family of God rather than strangers. To make us one body of Jesus Christ. So hear Paul's words again. You are no longer strangers and aliens, but are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into one holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. This time we sing our hymn, hymn 518, verse 1, verse 16, and verse 3. Hymn 518, verse 1, 16, and 3.
And welcome in the name of Jesus, who takes strangers and aliens like you and me and makes them, by his blood, a part of the family of God. Again, we welcome you to our worship at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. We are in a time of suspended services with our corporate gathering, but we have lots of opportunities to bring God's Word to you. The radio, KNNA 95.7, right here in Lincoln. We have our church website with various links to different ways to hear and receive God's Word, and also our YouTube channel. We pray that these would be a blessing for you. Pass the word, and we pray that this suspended service time would be over quickly. just a reminder that any worship service that is scheduled here at Good Shepherd, 8 and 10:30 on Sunday morning, 6:30 on Wednesday evening, will be available in all those various ways. At this time, we would normally pass the peace, record our attendance, and gather the offering. I want to thank the members and friends of Good Shepherd for their faithful support during these 40-plus days of suspended service time now, and we are very, very thankful and ask that that would continue. We are in the planning stages of when the restrictions are lifted, that we will begin our corporate worship as quickly as possible. Please check out our Good Shepherd Church website for all of that up-to-date information, goodshepherdlincoln.org. For those who are outside of our Good Shepherd Fellowship, we thank you for finding us and worshiping with us. Remember, please support your home congregation as well. Our service continues and concludes with the prayers of the church. Page 265, we stand.
In addition to those listed on our news and notes from our website, we also pray for friend of the Prince family, Jerry Hassett of Des Moines, Iowa, and we pray for those faithful called and placed from our seminaries last night and tonight. We pray. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, especially Ron, Janet, Norma, David, Sheldon, Barb, Mike, Michael, and David, Robert, Jan, Marge, and Jerry Hassett, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the family of Myron Myers, for the family of Margaret Segrin, for the family of Michelle Lysing, and for those faithful who are being called and placed from our seminaries, may they faithfully preach and teach the word in all its truth and purity. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, your Son revealed himself to Philip and James and gave them the knowledge of everlasting life. Grant us perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, and steadfastly to walk in the way that leads to eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast to the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We sing the New Testament canticle.
Christ has been raised from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ, our Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed. Raised from the dead, he will never die again. Death has no more.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us all.
Amen.
We continue with our closing hymn, number 488. He is arisen, glorious word, number 488.
Welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. We pray God's blessings upon you and yours during this season of Easter. Be reminded, our worship services corporately are suspended here at Good Shepherd. We'll bring God's word to you in its various forms, radio, internet, YouTube, and we pray that God would lift these restrictions quickly from us. We are hoping and praying to have some kind of corporate worship here at Good Shepherd on May 10. According to the governor's rules and comments, that would be legal. We're waiting to find out exactly what extra restrictions we may have in Lancaster County and here in the city of Lincoln. Check our Good Shepherd website. We'll try to have things as up-to-date as possible. If you'd like to be on our email list and have these email updates, updates and devotion things emailed to you, call the church office, send us a note, and we'll get that message out to you. Also, Good Shepherd news and notes are on our website. You can be a part of the congregation at prayer that way, knowing the needs and wants that have been shared with us. And also during this time of suspended worship, when you don't get to see that person on that end of the church or that end of the church, the strangers and aliens, might just encourage you to get out the pictorial directory that we made a little over a year ago. Find a picture, someone you know or don't know, give them a call, say a prayer for them. We are the body of Christ in this place. And even though we are dispersed at this time, our Good Shepherd says we are one in the blood of Jesus. And we pray that we'll have an opportunity to express that again very, very soon. Anything else, Pastor? Vicar? No. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen.